Thank you so much to OpenFit also for supporting Date Fails. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text Date Fails to 303030. That's 303030. Let's get fit, guys! Are we on? I think we're on. Guys, we're on. What's up, guys? It's Kate. This is Date Fails. I am happy because I'm in a real studio today instead of on my couch with cameras because I have a hot guest. This is the only time I come in here now is if I have a hot guest. So it's like, if I didn't have you on camera, it's a little insulting, actually. Just
I feel very honored and very pale. I'm looking at myself on the camera and it's like, yeah. I hide from the sun.
We look pale on the monitor, right. But on YouTube, we're going to look great.
Look fabulous.
Because I'm going to filter it.
Do we have like RuPaul Drag Race lighting where it's all like...
Well, I can do that, definitely. Okay. By the way, yes. I seriously, my entire life was like, all I want is to be as pretty as a hot drag queen. Like, I think they're just... Drag queens are so stunning. They're just... I look at them and I want their makeup. I want their outfits, just everything.
Well, you know why? Because if you think about it, it's a man who's really in touch with kind of like what's hypersexual.
True.
You know, there's a real thought process behind. Now we're talking about the good drag queens.
Yeah.
There's some rough
okay,
ones.
Okay, you're right. Well, yeah, you're right. I've seen those too. I always think that they're trying to be like a character though when they're really like
right.
rough. But
yeah.
Anyway, all okay. right. Before we get into it, yes. before I even introduce you guys, first of all, today's podcast, the title sponsor, brought to you by CBD Lion. I have to give them major, major shout outs because they are helping me with so many things revolving around the podcast. Like they're helping me set up another studio to use and they send me CBD so I can sleep, which is amazing. But if you guys don't use CBD, you should. It helps stress. It helps anxiety. You can get it in gummies. You can get it in like this oil. You can put it in your coffee. You can get it in lotion. You can, what else? Pills. You can get it however you want. There's no THC in it. So you don't get high. And if you listen to my podcast, you can go to cbdlion.com, use my code KateQ and get 20% off all your orders. So please do that. I'm obsessed with CBD. Do you use it?
You know, no, but I need to. I dated a guy, but he used to get me so high that I would be comatose. So, I mean, and he was, of course, a wannabe comic.
yeah. Well, this doesn't have any actual drug in it.
Oh,
it's
wow.
just the medicinal part. So there's no THC. There's no, it won't pop on a drug test.
Right.
It's not like smoking weed. This is like, you won't feel it, except
yeah.
it just calms you down a little bit.
I need that because I have a lot of anxiety. Like if the hair falls out of place or something.
Same. I think we all do in LA. It's just a crazy place.
Isn't it crazy? I lost like 20 pounds when I moved to LA and then I got, you know, it gets in your head.
Oh,
you're never blonde enough. Your boobs are never big enough. You're never thin enough.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I got my boobs done here. We'll talk about this too. Okay. Wait, I have to get through these. I'm horrible.
Okay.
I will go through the whole podcast and skip the ads and then they'll call me and go, you didn't do the ads. No, you're totally fine. It's going to be very simple. Guys, hold on, as I flip pages. I'm so unprofessional. But this one's FabFitFun, which is a new one. They just sent me a box of goodies from FabFitFun. They send you all kinds of products. Like, it's one of those gift boxes they send you, and it's all the cool stuff that everyone's using right now. I'm actually wearing the eyeliner they sent me. Anyway, thank you, FabFitFun, for supporting Date Fails. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but as always, has a value of over $200. Use coupon code DATEFAIL for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. Boom! All right, I think that's it for now. I'm not reading the rest right now. I just want to talk to you. I'll read the rest later. All right, let's get into it.
Score.
Guys, I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you.
For many reasons. First of all, you're stunning. I met you at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, holy
shit.
What
is that?
No. Your body is ridiculous.
Oh, you're too kind.
And you always look perfect.
Wow.
You always look... You look, I mean, seriously, like,
you're too kind.
You look like someone dresses you every day. Do you have a stylist?
No, but I grew up with gay men.
That's
so
why. That's
and
why.
I grew up in the gay community. They basically, the gay community birds me out of their butthole. That's what I tell people. It literally, so if I don't look good, I fail.
You're miserably. So funny. Remind me again what I read your bio, yeah. The whole thing you sure. sent me, which actually made me cry.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
so
it's
touching.
Intense.
But what state were you from again? I forgot.
I was originally born and raised in Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
As a boy.
I was one of four boys. I was number three. My dad was a single father and a basketball coach. And at 16 years old, I went to him and I said, "Dad, I want to live my life as a woman." And he lowers his paper, and that tells you how old this is. And he goes to me and he goes, "You're going to be the ugliest woman, and who is ever going to want to be with you?" Well, that set me on 20 years to prove him wrong.
I love that. That's what I read, and I think that's why you and I, when we met, and you were so warm. You're like, "Kate, I love you. I love what you do." And I was just like, "Oh my God, I was so intimidated to even talk to you because you're so hot." Ooh. I mean, I was nervous today. I was like, "What am I going to do? I have to put on extra contour." But
eyeliner, that eyeliner from the box.
I didn't wear much of it, but it does. Thank you. I actually really like it. I have to say, the brow pencil too. That was in the FabFitFun box. Anyway, but when I read that story, and when I read that part of the reason that you were so empowered to like hit this running so hard was because, you know, it was a challenge almost. Your dad challenged you.
I've said my greatest heartbreaks at the time, because it was devastating. I took an overdose of pills. Stuck me in, like, you know, a loony bin. Because, you know, if you try to kill yourself, you know, you're mentally not realizing that my parental figure told me nobody would ever love me. I mean, how do you go?
Not to mention, you're 16. You're so confused.
Confused.
It was probably so confusing.
So confusing.
God, I can't imagine that. And then for him to like
to
cast
say
you out like
now,
that.
Now, I will say, here we are, you know, 20 years later, and he has told me that he's very proud of me.
Really?
Yeah, just last year, I got to go back to a huge event. He escorted me in an evening gown, and actually, I've had calendars. Yeah, no.
I got chills from that. All my hair stood up on my arms.
But it took.
Which I need to get waxed.
Many years. But
wow.
My dad still, don't get me wrong, my dad is still, he's a narcissist. So he's still like, you know, like, "Oh, you're getting old. Have you got a man yet?" You know what I mean? I mean, he's still, you know, fucks with me just in many different ways.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's classic dad shit.
Classic
though.
Dad. But I love him. I do. And guess what? He was the funniest person I knew. So he did give me a sense of humor.
I just think that that's why I like you so much too, because I think that I had that same sense of chip on my shoulder with comedy just because of the shit that I was doing when I started stand up. And so many people were like, "You can't." I mean, my own friends were like, "Kate, I'm just worried that people aren't going to respect you because the hot photos and the." And I was like, "Why?
You
I'm
can't
funny.
Be beautiful
Who cares?
And funny.
Why?" Yeah, like
that's
why?
Their shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it does exist.
But it also makes you. That is what made me so. Well, made me want to work so much harder to prove them wrong.
Yep.
So that kind of, when people hate on you, it just helps. It pushes you if you have the right mentality to go.
Yeah, or it crushes you, because I've been at this game for 20 years and I've seen people, honestly, who were way more beautiful than me, way more talented. But
impossible.
But they haven't made it, you know, and they're not alive today because, you know, drugs and alcohol and
It is your, well, I do think that this business is like, you got to stay so positive.
Yeah.
But you also have to, and this is outside of anything that has to do with, I mean, how you identify or gender, but like, just to make it in show business alone, you have to find things that you love and make you happy outside the business,
because
this will never fill you.
No.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
You think it will.
Uh-uh.
You think if I get enough fans, enough
You want more.
No, now, when I walk around the Comedy Store now, I mean, I get such bad anxiety from so many people.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who's a comic, who's a fan, who's a...
Yeah.
I don't know who works here
who's
now.
A who's a future boyfriend.
Who's going to break my heart? Who's going to get me pregnant?
That motherfucker over in the corner. That open micer. Not
even... Jesus. No. That's, I mean, not to be mean.
Okay, she's
no,
like, "I don't even date open micers. At least if you're going to break my heart, you're going to have a name."
Well, I wouldn't say that. The last guy had a fucking futon with bed bugs. So
isn't
let's
that how it is? Mine lived at home.
Isn't that so sad?
Because you know why? Because I've been so judged that I really am the least judgmental person. I'm like, wait a second. I don't care if he doesn't have money. I have money. I'll buy dinner. But are you nice to me? And are you proud of me? And are you not ashamed of me?
Proud of me is so
important.
Big for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's really...
If you put me on your Instagram, honey, you can do... And he did.
I don't want to be on their Instagram.
No, actually. Not anymore. I learned a lesson because then they have to take the pictures down. Yeah. And that's the worst.
I don't want to be on their Instagram, but I do need you to like hold my hand in public or yes. like not at work. If you're well, I'm never dating another. I will kill my if I date another comic. The other day someone sent me like fuck, marry, kill. And it was like three comics. And I was like, if damn. I fuck another comic, I will kill myself. Yeah. Like, I literally can't. Do
but
it.
It's hard. That's all the people you're around probably a lot of the time to build. Yeah. I mean, where do you go other places?
No.
I'm sure you walk around LA and guys like hit on you at a grocery store.
I hide out. Like, yeah. I don't talk to people. I'm right. very weird. I'm so outgoing when I'm on.
Yeah, but that's a comic. I mean, that's a performer too.
I didn't used to be though.
Yeah.
I used to be such a social butterfly. Yeah. And the more I do this professionally.
You value your private time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's why you'll be here 20, 30 years from now.
I haven't. How funny is it that me and you are like such girls, but I haven't even got your name out.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No one even knows who you are yet.
My name is Bob. No.
Wait, what was your name when you were a boy?
Oh, I'm honest. It was Casey. And then my mother's name was Sandra. And so I love Greek mythology.
That's why you went Cassandra.
Cassandra. It had meaning behind it.
I love it. Cassandra Cass. Mm-hmm. And okay, you've been on so many things. First of all, you're a famous burlesque dancer.
Yes.
Which I want to see.
I am a famous burlesque dancer. I've traveled all over the world. I perform for many I do private parties at this point in my career. I'm very blessed. And I do a lot of huge galas and stuff like that.
So
and,
cool.
Yeah. But I also, you know, I've done reality TV.
Yeah.
I had a TV show.
I watched the show. I watched some of the Strut show.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so jealous you got to work with Whoopi Goldberg.
Can I tell you, Whoopi Goldberg not only got to work with her, we had a private dinner at her house. And this was funny. She drove all seven cast – well, she didn't drive. A driver did.
She drove.
All seven cast members to her house. And it was like The Color Purple. It was in New Jersey. And we had like chicken to eat. But she went around the table and she told each person what she thought of them. And when she got to me, she said – because on the show, I was kind of playing dumb. Do you know, okay. like, I was,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
you know, filing my nails.
They made you a dumb
reality show.
Yeah.
It was about the first transgender modeling agency and, you know, the ins and outs. And I was a model coordinator. I'd done a lot of modeling when I was younger. And I thought, ooh, I should be dumb and blonde. And she looked at me and she said, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah.
There's no way you would have gotten to be who you are by being dumb. So please stop.
I like
and
that.
And they actually reshot.
Wow.
Yeah, she believed in me that much. She
she's
let me
a
reshoot.
Boss.
She's the real deal. Although I did tell her, please stop wearing Uggs on the red carpet.
You did not.
I did. I said, Whoopi, I love you.
She does that?
She did. But she don't care. She's Whoopi Goldberg.
She doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, good for her.
She's brilliant.
She is
I
brilliant.
Love
and
her.
Empowering as hell. Mm. She gave me a book. We went up and I said, I like that book. And it was about Amelia Earhart. Because I'm attracted to people who've overcome adversity. Mm. I don't care if you're green, purple, man, woman, child.
Same.
I love... Well, she didn't have a success story. I think she died.
Amelia Earhart?
Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah, but she was
did.
The first... Pilot?
Yeah,
first to fly, and she's a woman.
No, that was a success, but then, yeah. you know, we're still looking for a body.
Oh, you know, that, whatever.
It happens.
No, we're looking for lots of bodies. We're looking
Jimmy
for, did
Hoffa.
We ever find that? We haven't found anything.
No.
Everything's missing. Well, part of the reason I'm, and you also had a reality show, Wild Things.
Wild Things was on Showtime, an 8-episode reality show, and then I also was on CSI, the 100-episode CSI Las Vegas. I played a bitchy transgender showgirl.
No.
Yeah, Marge Helgenberger was like, oh, and I'm like, pretty's pretty. You know, like, you can find it. And then I was on, like, the Tyra Banks show. I've been on here. I've actually been... You know, around. And it's funny because I was before the whole trans movement.
Yeah.
So I remember when Laverne Cox came out and Caitlyn, and it's changed. Because before, I remember Getty Images, I'd be on the red carpet. They wouldn't even take my damn picture.
Wow.
You know, they were like, oh, no, even though we had a show on Showtime. And
you're
now,
kidding.
Yeah, but now it's like I'm being championed. So now I'm like the in thing. I always tell people, if you want attention now, tell them that you used to be a boy or a girl.
Even if it's not true. You can't lie about that.
Kate, I know you could.
Actually, you know what I really want to do? We should do this together.
Let's do it.
So last year I was at, I forget what the expo was I went to. I went
Horn.
To some expo.
Have you been to one of those?
Of course I've been to those, but that's not the one.
Okay.
No, I was at something. I forget, fitness or some shit. Anyway, but next door they were having drag con.
Oh, yeah.
And I was actually saying how fun I think it would be to go as a drag queen and yes. see if anyone could tell I was actually a woman. Or if everyone would believe I was a real drag queen. Because I think they would believe it.
They would. Because there's
especially
so many queens right now who are so stunning. You know, let's be honest. We're in modern day technology.
Yeah.
Nose jobs. I mean, I've told people I've had over $300,000 worth
that.
Of cosmetic surgery.
You have enough surgery. Your body could be a house in Ohio.
Yeah, but I have a dollar in my Birkin. So, you know what I mean? mean,
you're spending all your money.
It's all here.
I have a joke. I used to say that all the time, that like when I first moved to LA, I felt like you were saying I had to keep up. I was getting like Botox and my boobs and my hair. And like, honestly, at one point I could barely pay my rent. Yeah. Like, I'm living out of a car looking fucking amazing.
And you do.
I wanted to make a show called Hot and Homeless where I'd live in my car, but like live a lavish life.
But that's kind of fabulous.
But be homeless. Wouldn't that be great? But Joey was like, I will kill you if you live in your car.
Oh, I love it. A lot of comics do. But when I started burlesque, I tell people it was not easy. I was doing free shows. I was performing. Yeah. I performed at like frat houses, a garage party. That's what you do.
Of course. I said last night on stage, you lose money the first 3 years or something.
I just started making money and I've been doing it for over 15 years.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Just started. I finally learned about contracts. You're signing a contract and you're, you know, because I was so honest and like, oh, you can pay me this. And then people wouldn't pay me and I'd be chasing them around. Now it's like half up front. I mean, seriously.
Now you're better about
it. Even my good friend Chaz, he's the most amazing person. Here's a contract.
Chaz Dean.
Yeah, he's an amazing.
He's a hairstylist, makeup artist.
He's a celebrity hairstylist who owns Wen Hair Care, which is a huge, you know, multi-million dollar, you know, company. But most of all, he gives so much money back to charity. Mm-hmm. He's not one of those people, because I've been blessed to hang around very wealthy people, because they'll book me, and I've dealt with some dicks. You know what I mean?
Like, I believe that.
Power hungry. Not Chaz. He's the first to, like, he would, you know, give me advice, like Cassandra, don't date that person. You know what I mean?
And you didn't listen, and you
did
it anyway.
But he's just such a kind soul, a mentor. That's what I call him.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all need those.
We need that.
I have so many. Okay, this is one of the reasons I was excited to have you on.
Okay.
Because I think I was just talking to Donnell Rawlings about like.
Ooh, we're getting body shots. I kind of love this. Yeah, girl, I'm sorry, but you're like.
I'm frumpy today.
We look. No,
I'm
we look
yoga
like.
Pants.
She's how I look super hot at the gym.
No, stop.
And then, you know what I mean? Like.
I mean, look, I could. You guys, seriously, I told her, I said, I never wear makeup or look hot on my podcast except the day that I had Lindsay Paylock. I was like, I have to at least wear makeup and like some cleavage, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I watched the video and Lindsay still looks so much better than me. Today I was like, I'm not even going to try to compete with you.
No.
No, I don't care. I think it's funny.
And you must get major dick pics in your Instagram.
I don't get as many as I used to because I like chastise the fuck out of them.
No, you do. I'll wake up to your new like thing and I'll be like laughing at myself.
Yeah, I keep getting like shadow banned on Instagram though. Do you know what that is?
What is that?
It's when what they do is they don't deactivate your account, but they essentially make it invisible. So say I met you on the street and I told you my Instagram. Normally, if you just type Kate Q, I pop right up. Yeah. I'm the first one. Yeah. You have to type in my whole entire thing and hit search. Like,
do you know
you
what they did
up.
To me? They took away my blue check mark. I got a.
Why?
I don't know.
Look how offended I was.
I know. No, but okay, people don't understand, but to get a blue check mark means like you've done something.
It matters because also you make more money on ads and just everything matters.
No, I was on Strut and, you know, they had a whole team, you know, and we all got blue check marks and then all of a sudden it disappeared.
Why? How do they take it away?
I don't know. I was like, did I show too much boobage? And I haven't even hit anybody up to find out.
They never take them away.
The girl, they took it from me.
Holy shit. You must have like fucked over someone that you don't know about who works for Instagram. Like, did you sleep with someone's husband or something, maybe?
No, but I will tell you, I got kicked off Tinder because, you know, there's a whole thing, like, if you're trans.
You got banned from Tinder?
Oh, yeah, I still can't get on. So I have to get dick like everyone else at Ralph's.
I got banned from Tinder at one point, too. How great is that? We've both been banned from Tinder.
Why did you get banned?
Because I used to have a website where I would go on. Now everybody does this, but I was, like, one of the first. I would go on Tinder and I would message guys and say, like, let's just hook up tonight. But then I would say all kinds of crazy shit I wanted to do and see if they would go along with it, and then I'd post it online.
No, you're so shady.
Crazy shit.
I would do that.
And then I actually pitched it as a TV show because I wanted to then go through with it, have them come, and then see how, like, I'd go like, hey, listen, I want to fuck you, but I can only do it if we have rattlesnakes in the bed, but I keep the anti-venom like near the bed. And then I wanted to actually go to the next part where they would come over and I'd see how far and see who would like.
I would watch that in a freaking minute.
Yeah, and everywhere I pitched it, they were like, it's too mean. That's what every network was like, it's too mean.
No, no.
I'm like, why?
It's
funny.
Not too mean, but they're just afraid of the liability. Because, you know, if you did that, like, you know, the guy, you know, it's not too mean. Look at our culture.
I think it's hilarious.
I do too.
I pitched it everywhere, and everybody was like, well, we feel like if it's not a revenge thing, like, it's going to look like you're really picking on these guys. I'm like, I am. It's like the whole thing with men is that they're so horny, they don't care how nuts you are.
No.
Anyway.
I had a guy one time, like, no, yeah, when they're in that horny they want you stage, isn't that the best? Because we get away with fucking murder. I had a guy helping me juice one time. And he's like, I was a drunk head. You know, he didn't juice. He was like juicing, trying my green shit. He'd never been to the gym a day in his life.
Until you fuck him. I had a guy who would drive. I would be in like Huntington doing stand up. And afterwards, I'd have a couple too many drinks. And he would Uber to Huntington and drive me back until I fucked him. And then once I fucked him, he never did that shit.
Did you think when you fucked him, like, was I that bad? Because there's two sides of it, you know?
No, we fucked for a while. I'm just saying we kept fucking, but he would no longer like Uber to Huntington. Now he'd be like, take a Uber home.
No, and mine, I had a guy who chased me for 9 months and then he rolled over after we fucked for the first time. And he said, I won.
Ew.
I know. And I was like,
I won?
Yeah, I won. Because I've never been with, there was only one person I was with at the Comedy Store. People would think, you know, because I have no clothes on, like I'm fucking all everybody.
People think that about me too. Yeah, but it's not the case.
I'm actually very like, no.
Picky.
Yeah, very.
I'm the same.
Well, I don't know about picky. I just, okay.
Never mind.
You know, I really want to be respected. You know what I mean? And I'll, okay, let me take that back. It's my body.
I've given up on that.
Yeah, I fuck it. I'm going to fuck everybody now. Polly, where's Polly?
You know what's funny is I always felt that way too. And just very recently, I've been on the road a few times and met like really hot guys, but I don't sleep with them. But then sometimes later I'm like, why?
But why not? If you're on the road,
that's
and you
what
meet
I'm saying.
A nice
why not?
Little rendezvous.
I don't know why. Like something in me is like, well, I just don't want people. I don't want to leave stories behind. I don't want people to think I'm just easy. But then in my
you're
head,
not.
I'm like, but that's so we
but just
brainwashed.
But you're also empowered. It's all how you look at it. Do you know?
I mean, not if I'm fucking like a guy with like a missing tooth in Kentucky.
But
no offense,
nice.
Kentucky. I was just
there's some hot Kentucky guys. You just got to get them before they hit 30.
I mean, there were hot guys actually in Kentucky.
And they got. And honestly, I hate to say it, I think. In those places, LA is so treacherous.
I know. In places like that, they're real men.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
like saddle horses and yeah. shit out there, man. Yeah.
And they usually aren't. I mean, LA, I get some. I mean, you can imagine the men who I get because I get those. I'm transgender.
Well, this
so.
Is. Okay, wait. This is what I want to get into. Okay.
Yeah, let's get in.
Here's the thing is. Okay, let me just preface this.
Yes.
I feel like. Like this whole thing that just happened with Saturday Night Live, the guy getting fired, really got me thinking.
Yeah.
Now, like now I've heard all the clips and everything, and I'm never a fan of a comic getting fired, but he was saying really racist shit. But when I first heard about it,
you were like,
I started just having a lot of conversations with people about racism and like, you know, homophobic people and here's transphobic.
Yep.
And here's what I think. There's tons of people that are hateful. There's also a lot of people who are uneducated. Because I'll tell you something. I was dating a black guy, okay? Mm-hmm. And he posted a photo of Emmett Till.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I didn't know who Emmett Till was.
Yeah.
Well,
he was
and
murdered.
He was, Emmett Till, in case you don't know, was like 14. A 14-year-old black child who was wrongly accused of a crime, murdered, like beaten badly, hung. And
they buried him all bloated. I mean, it's... Yeah.
And then the woman was like, oh, he didn't do it later.
Yeah.
But the point is, this guy was like offended that I didn't know who Emmett Till was.
Well, he just didn't know.
Well, that's kind of my point, is he was like, how could you not know he's so important in black history? And I was like, because we aren't taught all this stuff.
And you know what? That's why Cassandra Cass went to the Comedy Store. I went to the Comedy Store. There's always a reason I do whatever I do.
Yeah.
I was seeing a guy who wanted to be a comic, and he broke my heart. You know, and he was a huge fan of Kill Tony. So I was like, I was introduced. You know, you try to impress the guy, so I would go to Kill Tony. And then I thought, wait a second. I like the show, but I love them now. They're stupid as fuck. Like, they don't know. They were referring to me in the most horrible way.
Because they don't know.
They didn't know.
Exactly.
Now we've come a year and a half, and they're lovely, and they had me in their calendar, and I love Tony, and, you know, everyone. But I had the most horrible thing just happen at the, and I keep it real, at the Hollywood Improv.
What happened?
I went on Sunday night 2 weeks ago. And I was sitting there, and it was open mic night.
Uh-huh.
And this girl came up, and she was African-American, and cute as can be. Like, she had the fun little pants on. You know what I mean? I love fashion. I lean into my friend, who's also African-American, uh-huh. and I said, oh, I'm so excited to see her. She gets up there, and for some reason, she's zoning in on me. You know, I'm blonde. I'm white as can be. I've got, like, these, you
tits
know,
out, probably.
Tits out.
Yeah.
And she says, so all white people watch this show on Netflix. And she looks right at me, and I don't watch TV. I'm busy. And she's like, yeah, you.
What show?
I can't remember. I mean, that's my point. I don't even watch
TV.
You don't
even know. Yeah.
And she says, you. And I said, she said, you're what? And I go, I don't watch TV. I'm super busy. She said, great. Thanks for fucking up my joke. Like, start, you know, attack me. So I just kept my mouth shut.
Like, I probably guessed who it was, but I'm not going
right,
to.
I kept my mouth shut and I was like, And then she goes, let's talk about her, them, and, you know, Bruce Jenner. So she starts trying to undercome for me in an undercurrent way.
How did she know you were transgender? I would never know.
Well, but I'm kind of known in the scene.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she says, let's talk about Bruce Jenner. And I know Caitlyn Jenner. Like, I've met her, you know, two times. And I thought that was very rude. Her name is Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
You know? And I said, so I stood up and I said, her name is Caitlyn. And she says, shut the fuck up.
No.
Yeah. So I said, I'll shut the fuck up when you tell a funny joke. And the whole room like erupted. But anyways, long story short, I sat down. And who is the person who books from the Hollywood Improv? It starts with an R, lovely lady.
Oh, Rita.
Rita.
One of the.
Rita comes up to me and she'd never met
she's
me.
She's awesome. I love
her. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
But she'd never met me. So of course she didn't, you know, probably thinking I'm causing trouble. She's like, you need to support the con. I said, no, I will. I'll keep my mouth shut. But I sat there for 2 hours while the host got up and said, oh, I guess we can't use the word tranny. Then as someone came off, they played Dude Looks Like a Lady. Long story short, I sat there because I knew that these people were ignorant. Do you know what I mean? I knew that if I got up and I left that they would win. So I sat there, clapped, supported. But the funny thing is I went home and, of course, I bawled my eyes out because I'm a human being.
Yeah.
I woke up the next morning and I'm a huge fan of Dorothy Dandridge.
Uh-huh.
Because if you know about Dorothy Dandridge, she was ahead of her time. First black Oscar nominated in a lead category woman who did not win. But she died at 43, drug over, you know, ahead of her time.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I thought Dorothy Dandridge. And I said, why am I thinking of Dorothy Dandridge? And I Googled it. She had died that day before, that night.
Isn't that wild?
I believe in energy.
I do too.
And I drive by her death place and I visit Marilyn Monroe because I feel like I'm a person kind of ahead of my time. And
that
like
people, chills like four times already
right.
today.
Isn't and I wild? Thought, I got to forgive them because they didn't do it because they're mean. It's just they don't know better.
Yeah, I was with a girl last night at the Comedy Store who's just a young, she's 26 and sweetheart of a girl. Mm-hmm. And she said, tranny.
Yeah.
But she, I mean,
didn't
I know
understand.
She didn't mean
no.
it in a bad way. It's
no.
like at one point that word was just,
yeah.
Well, also, and that's what I was going to say too, is like, even me, sometimes I get confused the difference between like transgender.
I can explain it like
explain
super
it.
Quick. Okay. So, basically, she sat back.
I all sat back. Well, I think it's so important because people don't know. Even me, like I have my best friend's a gay man. And
so first and foremost, I tell people that the most important thing to do is learn someone's name. Because that will solve it. That's how we should all be called. But because we want to put people in categories, a transvestite is usually a straight man or who likes to cross-dress and wears women's clothes and gets a sexual, you know, turn on. Someone like me who's transgender is someone who can be either male or female, but they feel like they are the opposite sex
that's
that they
it.
Were born.
That's it. So it's nothing to do with genitalia. It's
no,
about what you
it's
feel.
It's what you feel. And then people, but we're also moving into a culture that people really don't even like labels. You know, we've even moved where people are like, I'm asexual. Sexual, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know those guys.
Yeah,
they're so frustrating. They won't fuck you. I've tried. I'm
I know, right?
It's so
pansexual. What about pansexual?
Just don't go out with me if you don't want to fuck.
Right. And then why do we not like the word tranny? Well, here's
why.
I don't like it. Okay, whoops. Tranny was always used in a derogatory way, just like the N-word was for black people. Usually when someone, I would walk down the street, because I've been at this for 20 years, someone would be like, oh, look, a tranny. In a very derogatory way. It was one of the last things many of us have heard before we were either bashed or assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
I've been assaulted. You're a fucking tranny. I had spit in my face. You know, I mean, it's why is the N-word such a bad word for it? It's the
of
same
course.
Thing.
You know what's interesting about that is when I was young, I lived in Ohio. And I was like I was lucky because even though I lived in a really white area, I mean, my mom was never... I didn't even know racism was a thing.
Yeah.
My best friend was a black girl. She was Miss Ohio. Her name is Marlia,
wow.
eventually. But she was Miss Ohio eventually, not when we were like eight. But anyway, I remember we were friends for years and years. And then one time some kids like at the mall called her like nappy head and she started crying.
Yeah.
And I didn't even understand why. Like, because it never. Yeah.
But it's the intention behind it. And
yeah.
usually when people do say the word tranny, 9 times out of 10, it's not positive.
Yeah.
I've been at the Comedy Store and someone's like, I can see like a whisper. You know, I mean, it's like.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Don't get me wrong. I get a ton of love at the Comedy Store,
you
too.
You do, but the Comedy Store is a place for people that.
Are different and eccentric. Yeah,
I mean, we love those people.
Yeah,
there.
We do.
You know what's crazy about energy is, you know, Brody. You remember Brody, right?
Yeah, God
rest
his soul.
Yeah. But like one night, I was back in Sacred Ground, which is a part of the Comedy Store in the back where people, like, you can only go back there kind of if you're, like, store family and people smoke weed back there. So Brody was always back there. And one night I went back there, and I don't know why. I hadn't thought about Brody in a while. And I was like, I said out loud, I was like, God, I feel like I miss Brody tonight. Like, I was thinking about him. Ooh, it's giving me goosebumps again. I was thinking about him a lot that day. And I felt like he was there with us. And then as I was leaving, Eric Oligny, who used to produce Brody's podcast, came up to me and said, Kate, I'm getting pictures with everyone because it's Brody's birthday. And I had no idea.
No idea.
Isn't that crazy? It's just the energy. But anyway.
But so. I believe in that. I mean, like, I believe, like, why are we talking about Marilyn Monroe 56 years after she's dead? Because she left an imprint on people.
Well,
do you know?
She's a legend. Not,
yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I know Brody is in that store because I personally never had a chance to meet him. I would see, you know, like out of the corner of my eye. But when he passed, I can't tell you how many people from the servers to the door people to just, you know, were crushed because nobody thought they knew, they didn't know. And I think, like, you know, that's how he would end it. Do you know that he was in that much pain? Because that's what.
You know, someone told me a good way to think of it because I was really like, I mean, we all were like a disaster about it. But someone told me a good way to think of it that helped me is that he wasn't necessarily in pain all the time or sad all the time. Yeah. That some when you have an episode, it's a moment.
True.
It's just a moment where they just suddenly they're out of their mind and they just and it made me feel a little better just
that's
to feel that way because I saw him a lot right before that and he was doing really well. Yeah. So I try to think that way so it doesn't feel like we all were not there for him because I know people were checking on him, but it's easy to beat yourself up. Like, how do we not know?
No, but it is the moment. It's like going to eat a burger. I mean, it's as crazy. I know it sounds crazy, but
it's true.
I think comedians or performers, you have to be a bit of balls to the wall. I mean, a risk taker. It just comes with the territory.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be.
You have to be.
We're
and he might have been like, well, I'm going to do this. And then right after, like, you know what I'm saying? When I was younger, I tried to commit suicide. I took the pills. And then I was like, oh, shit. But I called the ambulance.
Really?
I was 16. Yeah. I didn't want to die. I just wanted to be heard.
Yeah, of course. Well, that would be so confusing, man. Yeah. I can't imagine. Everything you must. Well, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to read this ad now because I have to read the ad. I know there's so many ads, and this one, Aaron, we're going to have to put that one in after. I'm sorry because I can't figure out exactly which part I'm supposed to read. We're not going to cut this. This is all going to be in, you guys. But anyway, okay, listen. Okay, guys, listen. I'm excited to have OpenFit as a sponsor. You guys know I'm obsessed with fitness. I mean, I work out a lot. Cassandra works out 2 hours a day. I just think it makes you happier. You're less depressed. You feel sexier. You feel more confident. Men too. Guys, your skin will glow, but you need to be in shape. So what you need is OpenFit. OpenFit classes are led by some of the most effective trainers in the world. You can sculpt your body with Andrea Rogers, who's the founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar. Oh, I love bar. Also, it's simple. Forget about complexity and stress. Just get fit by pressing play and work out on your schedule. 600 seconds with celebrity trainer Devin Wiggins packs a fat-burning, muscle-building, body-sculpting benefit into, you know, 600 seconds. It feels like you're doing an entire workout at the gym. So if you don't have a lot of time to work out, you're going to love this. You get on your computer. You can do it on a laptop. And listen, if you don't lose up to 15 pounds in the first 30 days, then you can get your money back. You guys are going to absolutely love OpenFit. Flatten your abs, shape your body, look and feel great. OpenFit has changed the way I work out. And with our code DATEFAILS, you can join me on this fitness journey. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership. So you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days, guys, and it's free. So when you text DATEFAILS to 303030, that's 303030, you will get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information you need totally free. So, I mean, it's a money-back guarantee because it's free. Guys, again, text DATEFAILS to 303030 and get fit right now. I'm coming back to FabFitFun. I talked about it a little bit. I feel like you would love this box. I feel like you are actually someone who would get a box.
I'm going to.
Yeah, you're the person. Like, the box they sent me, I love the scarf. It had a scarf in it. It had this amazing lotion. It had Aveda deep conditioning treatment, which actually my girl had just told me that I need to use because my hair is apparently terrible. It had the eyeliner. It had a contour kit. This is all in one box. And it was like good stuff. It wasn't like cheap stuff. It was like stuff you would get at Sephora, Ulta. I was so excited. It had makeup remover wipes. Ooh, it had those gold under eye things. I'm assuming, you know, I should have asked if they have like a man box, but this is not.
But with LA, there's so many metros.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Yeah. It was Hollywood. Probably lots of the guys would use it.
They're pretty.
Yeah. So guys, the 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is now on sale. Go check it out. Go to the website. You can look through all the different options they have. So if you want more fitness, you can get a fitness box. I'm kind of curious to get a fitness box. Yeah, I feel like you would use the beauty box.
No, I do fitness. I work out 2 hours a day.
Obviously.
Well, I like strong and
we should
lean.
Work out together.
Yeah,
that's
we
a whole
should.
Other thing,
that would
be a, love
that.
That
would be a whole video in itself.
Oh my God, we should. Yes.
Hey, your ass looks really good. I want mine to look.
Thank you. Well, yours looks better, but anyway, we'll get
mine's
back to it.
Purchased.
So, well, okay,
but
mine's
not purchased.
But you
still have to
work at it. Yeah, you still, yeah, of course. Because it'll all go everywhere. Whatever. Anyway. All right. So guys, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to fabfitfun.com. These boxes retail for $49.99, but it's over $200 worth of product. And if you use the coupon code DATEFAIL for $10 off your first box at fabfit.com, you save $10. Basically. So that's $10 off your first FabFitFun box when you use coupon code DATEFAIL at fabfitfun.com. Go check it out. If you love eyeliner, I just love the eyeliner. They sent me like a good, I didn't use this today, but like a good brow highlighter too. And just, I don't know. That's my favorite.
I just love
thing.
Saying FabFitFun.
I know. It's a really just a great
fun,
website, isn't it?
I know. It's really
handy. It's wonderful. All right. Okay. Now we've talked a lot about all the educational things that I wanted to. I really did just want to, especially because like,
you
I don't
gotta
think,
get into that.
Yeah. I don't think that
people know.
A lot of men are necessarily like, okay, there are definitely men that hate and women. I mean, there are men that hate women.
Oh yeah.
You know, there are lots of men. I have a theory.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think of this. I have a theory that men who treat women like shit deep down are gay.
I agree.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yep. My last, not the last, but the one before we were together 3 years, he was horrific.
Yeah.
He would clock my clothes. He would tell me I wasn't good at sex. And trust me, I had a penis. I know how to give a good blowjob. It's twist action. Anyways.
This guy, too. I made him come seven times in one night. And he was like, the sex is fine. I'm like, you came seven times,
horrible,
bro.
Horrible, mean. But he would like, bitch, if I would use his cologne. Well, we broke up. Didn't talk to him for a year. Just got a call literally 3 days ago. He's like, listen, I want to apologize to you. I was completely horrible to you. I'm now in a committed relationship with a man.
I knew.
Do you
I'm
know
telling
what I mean?
You.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This guy, even if they, like this guy, you would never think he's gay because, you know, he's not, but.
Well, you're right. They come in all shapes.
He's not, but he likes to eat pussy, which I always say if a guy doesn't eat pussy, I think he's gay.
Yeah.
And this guy definitely like he was good in bed, but it's just he has this pattern of hurting so many women. Yeah. It just makes me. And one time I jokingly just made a joke about him being gay
and he got
so offended that makes me also think that you're defensive.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just my theory.
But I also feel that there are many men who are bisexual and there's a rainbow.
Yes.
Do you know? And they, because I think as a woman, like I've, you know, obviously walked this weird line of sexuality because I lived as a boy and I've lived as a woman. So I believe that as I get older, I feel myself, although I'm physically attracted to certain traits, I find myself becoming more emotionally attracted to spirits and energy.
So did you, when, okay.
Yeah.
So now I want to know everything.
Everything.
Okay. So when you were a boy.
Yeah. Did I ever have sex with a woman?
Yeah. Were you always attracted to men?
Yeah, always. Okay. I always love guys and stuff like that. But I never, and I didn't even have sex with a man as a boy. Like, I was in the gay scene sneaking in, and I wouldn't. I had to be dressed. I wasn't just wanted to be a girl. I really wanted, you know, I wanted to be a hyperized, you know.
When did you start cross-dressing? How old were you?
I was, as a little kid, you know, I would sneak into my mom's clothes. Yeah. And I would, you know, put the little, I mean, you know, I grew up in the Madonna era. So I remember, you know, Material Girl was my first music video, I remember. So, Madonna to me was, at that time, super feminine, but super empowered.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to be. Because I always thought, because you see some of these people are empowered, but then they're not feminine. You're like, well, I can't enjoy lipstick and that's get my me. Hair done, have a guy check my ass out and still be about... Women.
I love when I read that you said, if I'm going to be a woman, I'm going to be like a hot, woman. Sexy woman.
When I walk into a room, I want people to notice
me. Everyone does. Right. Like, everyone. Like, I mean, I literally, everybody's like, who is she?
What's going on? Well, yeah. And I did make myself into a little bit of a conversation piece because I want people to question and talk and educate. Themselves,
of course,
you know.
Well, I mean, you must have so many guys who are straight men who are attracted to you who kind of feel weird about that.
And the hardest thing is I've been in relationships with. Okay, oh my God, you want to hear about a horrible?
Tell
story.
Me everything.
Okay. So I used to hook up with this guy. Met him on New Year's Eve. This was many years ago, and it was like, you know, one of those moments you meet each other and you're like, holy shit, this connects. He knew I was transgender. I had everything done. I take that back. I still had a penis at the time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So whatever. We had sex, whatever. So I start.
Wait, did he know?
Yeah, he knew. He was open. And, you know, like he didn't mind it. And I didn't care.
Well, obviously.
Obviously. Right.
I assume.
Yeah. And I was the type who wasn't afraid to use it because if I had it, I used it, you know, at the time. Right. Wouldn't you use it?
I mean. Yeah. Fuck yeah. I wish I had one.
So we would, you know.
I wish I had both.
Sometimes you connect with people. Like, we connect on a mental, like, we have the same sense of humor. We would laugh in bed. And I'm like, I think I'm falling for this guy because we keep hooking up. Then all of a sudden I got CSI. And I was like, okay. And so I remember I was on Match.com because I had a profile because we hadn't committed. And I found his profile.
Uh-huh.
And in his profile, he said, I'm looking for a woman who's tall, a woman who's athletic, a woman who's blonde, whatever. And then I realized that he didn't see me as a prospective someone he could actually love. You know,
he didn't?
No, uh-uh. Because then I confronted him. I remember I was doing my makeup, getting ready to go film CSI, get on the plane. And he said, Cassandra, I just don't look at you that way. And I remember tears were coming down my eye. And I said, no, you just don't look at me as like someone you could actually love. You know, because guys will put me in a category. Like,
you know what?
I will fuck you, but I cannot fall
me
in love
too.
With you. Really?
Yeah, it happens to me all the time. That one guy I was dating actually said to me, like, I mean, because I do sexy stuff on Instagram, whatever, but I'm not, and even if I was promiscuous, which I'm not, there's nothing wrong with that. No. It doesn't mean you're not a good relationship person if you decide you want to be in one, if you're a good person. But this guy that I was dating, he said to me, if you want to be like a girlfriend, like, why are you posting naked? Like, cover up. Like, no guy wants to date a girl that's always naked on Instagram. And even if they think they do, there have been a lot of guys that I have to admit, like, once they start dating me, they think they can handle it, and they can't handle it.
They can't. That's what happened with my life.
And if they're secure enough to handle it, they're psychotic.
Yeah.
They're usually crazy.
No, that's true.
But, I mean, I feel you on that. I really do. It's not the same, I'm sure, to the same degree, but...
Well, I get it because I get the level of, you know... Because, you know, I mean, obviously the guys I'm with now are usually straight identifying. So I've been tending to date, like, younger guys because I think the younger generation's a lot more open. Do you know what I mean? Like, some guy who's, like, 25 is a lot more open than some guy who's 40-something who grew up.
Well, they're probably just terrified if they're at that age, like, if their family won't accept it or whatever. Yeah.
And it's been, I mean, it's been pretty heart-wrenching. And what I've learned through everything at this point in my life is that I got to love me. And at the end of the day, the second that someone starts to disrespect me or pull back, I got to let them go. Because, you know, before I would keep like trying to...
I have so much trouble with that.
I do too. No, listen.
It's the empath in you because you can always find a way to understand their behavior.
No, I understand. This last one broke my heart. But I understand. But it still sucks. Do you know what I mean?
I'm trying to get better at letting go. Like, if you... I can wrap my head around anything if you're honest. when guys lie to me and I get hurt then because you lied, I get so mad because I'm so open.
I am too.
Yeah.
And this one guy I said, because, you know, he broke up with me and it was fine. And, you know, I've come to terms with it. And I'm like, listen, let's at least be friendly and nice, you know, and supportive.
Yes.
Like, I'll like your photos on Instagram.
They can't.
He couldn't.
They can't.
He said, he said, I need space. I'm like, we're going to see each other at the Comedy Store all the time. Why can't we say hi? People know we used to be together. He's like, you're going to see me on a billboard one day, motherfucker, driving down Sunset Boulevard. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't understand that.
I don't.
They want to pretend you don't exist. It's like,
well, no, he's probably a narcissist.
Yeah.
The truth is, like, the last guy, I'm positive the guy I was dating is a psychopath, 100%. Yeah. My therapist even said it. Yeah. I mean, like, the thing is, they can't stand to see you doing well. They can't stand to see other people.
And I'm killing it right now.
Right, exactly. Me too.
And
well, I'm not killing it, but I'm doing better than this guy.
But you are. You know? Isn't that sad?
I mean, I'm happy. I'm doing well.
Yeah.
We're we're special.
Yeah.
We're good people.
Yeah.
And we're like funny and we're
confident. That's why they were attracted to us in the first place.
Because they want to suck that energy off.
No, I remember when he used to kiss me, I felt like he was sucking my soul. Do you know what I mean? I was like... But then, you know,
I like to suck soul.
Right.
Just kidding.
But at the end of the day, I'm glad that I'm kind of on the other end of it now. Do you know what I mean?
Same with me.
As time goes on, it gets easier. I wouldn't say I'm over it because my heart still like has tinges, but I'm saying I've not let it stop me.
I'm now like, I hate to say this because it sounds mean, but like, you know, when you get distance from it and you go, God, that person's such a loser. I mean,
yes.
I never called anyone a loser.
No.
Like, every guy I've dated, even
you
ones that were terrible, there's something I took away from it that's good. This guy, the only thing I took away from it is, like, his HBO password. Like, he's such a fucking... And by the way, it's not even his. It's like, he stole it from, like, someone with money. Like, I took nothing.
Right.
And not only that, but, like, he lies to people. Like, he tells people... We hooked up once. He had a key to my house. He's like, we hooked up once. I don't know why she got so attached. I'm like, motherfucker, are you?
Exactly.
How can you lie like that? Like, whatever.
But at the end of the day, I believe people know the truth. As you live your life and the people who matter.
You know what I've learned? This is what it is. People eventually get found out.
Oh, no, they do.
You don't have to do it. I used to try to show people what they are.
I don't.
Now I don't either.
Time tells.
That's it.
And it's just you got to be patient. Like, I always tell people, like, you can say what you want, but you can look at my history. I wouldn't have been on this show and that show and still working and having friends who are high-end and respectable if I wasn't that way myself.
Exactly. And not only that, but... It's the best when you get to a place of apathy with it. Like, I'm really now, like, I see him and I don't feel anything, so I can just smile and wave and keep walking and feel nothing.
I know you look cute as hell.
Sometimes. Not always. But that's the best feeling. But, okay. So, here is a question I have. You said you're known in the scene, so, I mean, like, most people probably... Well, I mean, now it doesn't matter because you are a woman. Do you tell guys?
Yeah, I went through a phase, you know, a lot of trans people go through a phase of like, let me see, you know, if I get treated different. Because at the end of the day, you want to be respected. And a lot of the time when you tell people you're transgender, you get a lot of different reactions.
Well, I mean, I would think I would honestly be scared that if I didn't tell a guy, he might get angry.
No, you are correct. I've been in situations like that. But I mean, you know, tits are very powerful. So,
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick story. So there's this guy on the Bold and Beautiful. I'm not going to say who it was. But I found him through. He hit me up on Instagram and he came over and I didn't tell him and he comes in and he was so freaking beautiful. You know, like you open the door, you're like, fuck, I feel like I would pay him. And I'm sitting there and then he knows something's up and he's like, is there something you need to tell me? And I go, I'm not a natural blonde. You know, like I'm like trying to be
jokes.
Funny you know, my boobs are hanging
my
out.
My boobs aren't real.
He's like, no, I need to know that, you know, you are... a real girl, you know, like a real woman. He said, do you have any pictures of you as like a little girl? You know, he's trying to be detective.
Oh, he wanted to know you were a woman your whole life?
Yes.
Born a woman.
Yes.
You are a real woman.
And I had a picture of Laura Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie.
You showed her that?
Yes. I said, I grew up on a prairie. And then he's like, no, you need to tell me. And I had just gotten a new bedroom set. And so I said, well, let me show you my bedroom set. Because I know men. You know, we go in the bedroom. I drop trout.
Once you start sucking his dick,
he was not going to care. And girl, I sucked it so good. He was hitting me up all the fucking time. But
you should give me a lesson. No, I'm just saying, like, I've taken a class, but I mean, you are, had one.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And first of all, it's intention. A lot of women are like, I don't like to give blowjobs. Well, okay, well,
I love giving blowjobs because I like to be, I like to know that I could bite your dick off if I wanted to. don't cheat on me, asshole.
Right?
I'm kidding.
So anyways, long story short, the dick was so good. I would stop by Subway and I would get him his chicken guacamole sandwich and like sneak through his window so his roommate wouldn't know. I've done some stupid shit when you get. Yeah, but then it eventually came to a point that I was getting used. You know, like after the 10th time.
We've all been used.
Yeah, we all have and still continue. But I have made a pledge not to use anybody. I mean, I'm at a great point now that I don't. I'm very upfront.
Well, define using someone.
When, okay, here's what I don't like.
If they have feelings and you're just using them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No, if like I told this one guy, I said, if you just want to fuck, just tell me. We'll keep it like that. If I decide I want to do that, cool. But this guy was like, no, I want a relationship.
Same with the last guy
right.
I was with.
But
so
I think,
annoying.
I just think, he just still wanted to fuck. But then once we got in, he just was not capable of giving me the emotional, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it was
the guy I was dating, I never wanted a relationship. Yeah. And the sex was good and we'd have a good time. So I was like, why don't we just keep this casual? And he had to have a relationship. And even when we broke up, I said, why don't we just fuck casually? I still could have gone back
to
it.
Yeah, me too.
And he was like, I can't.
That's what mine did.
I like you too much. But then the thing is, I know he doesn't because he was cheating on me with multiple women. So it's like, they're just crazy, man. Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to start. I'm going to go back to fucking athletes.
Right.
I said I was done, but you know what?
Right.
I need dick. I'm in my prime. You know what I mean? I'm not fucking.
Boys,
you guys.
Dick pics. Please send her.
No, no. I don't want dick pics.
No, she don't.
No dick pics.
Okay.
But okay. So here's my, I'm sorry I'm asking you so many weird questions.
But is it just
from
sex?
Security.
I mean, I love sex, but I need some emotional connection too. Well, I need to know this guy cares about me or thinks I'm funny or likes my hair.
I have to at least have, if I'm going to do it like that, which I've done only with a few guys that I've had like a true, genuine, like it's a booty call situation. Yeah. Situation, I always have to have like at least one night of drinks with
a likability,
have some chemistry,
something. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I've never invited over. I don't know how people can invite like my
complete
friend Aiden.
Stranger.
Do you know Aiden Park?
Sounds familiar.
He's like a gay Asian comedian. He's so funny. He's my bestie. So like, Aiden will fucking just go on whatever Grindr or whatever and just invite strangers over. And I'm like, are you insane? What
it's,
if they
it's
murder
you? It's also growing
you?
Up in the gay culture. It's a different mentality. But
Aiden's not a fighter. Like, someone could kill him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. But I also think, and this is going to sound crazy, but I think when you actually begin to really love yourself, and then what I say love, but you actually like yourself
you
and you think you're cool, you're like, why the fuck am I just... I mean, seriously, I don't let anyone get in a Ferrari. If you owned a Ferrari, you're just not going to let anyone put their dirty old feet in
it. Well, that's my thing now, and I tell people that. I'm like, I mean, I am not promiscuous because I have, like, a good... Like, my list is pretty... It's not an A list, but it's, like, a B list for the most part. There's a few, you know, stragglers in there that, you know, it happens. Yeah. But I'm really, like, if I'm going to fuck... If I'm going to fuck losers who do nothing for me, they're at least going to be like rich, famous, hot losers.
That's
okay.
Saying,
that's
right?
That's it. Or I want someone awesome.
Yeah.
You don't have to have anything. You can be broke if you treat me well.
Yeah. That's guys are like, well, I don't know what a woman wants. Respect. It's not that difficult.
You know what a woman wants? Here's what a woman wants. Compliments.
Yeah.
For you to be proud of her and good dick and a little affection. I think that's really it.
Yeah, she doesn't need to be like all super clingy or everything. I was like, mine, I would be like, you can come over every 4 or 5 days. I'll see you once a week. You know, just text me good morning. That's all.
I don't even need a good morning, but I just like cute, like, I like compliments. Everybody's different. I like guys to compliment things that aren't about my looks. Like, if you think I'm funny, if you the guys I fall for, really fall for, and now people can manipulate me because I'm saying this.
it's just
guys that like my mind, you know, they're attracted to that. But that's because every guy just wants to fuck you. So my other question is, Aaron, what time is it? Are we?
Yeah,
how long have we been
going.
On here? Oh, we're at 50. That's not bad. Okay, so
hold on, my boobs look. Big.
Your boobs look amazing.
They look huge.
By the way, I've wanted to stop like 4 times and put on lip gloss, but I'm not going to.
From the fit,
Fab Fit Fun. No, it's actually that wasn't in there, but there was, you know, makeup. Anyway, okay. So my friend, I think he told the story on here, but I won't name him in case. But my friend, he said he was out at a bar. He's straight, but he's had a couple like dabble, sure, made out with a, mm-hmm, a guy once or twice, I think. But he was out at a bar. He said the most beautiful woman he's ever, sure, seen. Long story short, he takes her back to his place. He's like, I'm pretty sure she's trans, but I wasn't 100%.
She was. Yeah. We know. I mean, at this, yeah, point. Yeah,
she was. So he gets back there. And then she's like, you know, I don't know if you know for sure, yeah, but I'm trans. And he goes, yeah, are you pre-op or post-op? Yeah. And she's post-op.
Which means she's had the surgery.
She has a vagina. Yeah. Yeah. So then he wanted to fuck her, uh-huh, and he didn't have a lube.
Oh,
it, yeah, never occurred to me that you, so just, you can't, you don't
get. Yeah, I need lubrication because they had a surgery that they could actually take a little piece of your intestine so you would get wet, but you would never stop getting wet. Do you know what? Could
I
you
love
imagine?
That. What's wrong
no.
with that?
No. Could you imagine it'd be like Swamp Thing down there? I mean, so no, I need to be lubricated. But like I tell people all the time, they don't have a whole aisle of lubrication just for transgender people. A lot of people use lubrication.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Especially for anal.
Yeah.
Why did I do that?
That's the thing, too. I started with anal. So I'm like, I'm very. Because, you know, I started
with anal. Some people start with kissing.
Oh, and that's how I knew, like, the one that I said we were talking about, oops, who was gay, because he wouldn't fuck me in the vagina. He was like, no, I just want your ass. That should have been a sign.
Yeah, if I hook up with a guy and he wants me to, only, on the first night, he wants me to finger his, or touch his asshole in any way, I'm like, there's something going on here. Like, that to me is, that's still like more of a, we've gotten more
we
close.
Need to get to we can know each
yeah,
other.
I'm not sticking anything. I'm not sticking my finger in your butthole.
Okay? One time I met a guy at yoga who was country, and next thing we know, he came back. He's like, I want you to beat me up. I want you to stick a dill. I'm like, holy shit.
Okay, like, I like the beat up part. I hate when guys make love to me. I need to be beat up.
Really?
I hate when guys are all like, passionate. Yeah. I mean, I just need you to, I like a lot of positions.
Abuse me.
I like to be a little abused. In bed only.
Too.
Only bed.
I do too. Yeah. I like to be choked and, you know,
me
I don't
too.
Mind spit on me. Only if I trust you and feel comfortable.
Well, yeah, but hopefully you're not fucking him otherwise. You're like, who else are you fucking that you don't trust? I guess that could be.
I've had a couple people that would hide my purse. I always, like, you know, there's.
You would hide your purse?
Yes,
to fuck
there are
them?
Certain guys. Back in the day, there were guys I called prison trade. And I was like, I got to hide my purse if he comes over. You know, you take your jewelry and whatever, but he's so, like, hot and, you know, rough. You're like, I'm going to try it. Yeah. You've never had that? Hide all the jewels before?
What jewels?
Well, I mean, I got.
No, but, you know, one time I took a guy with me to a friend's house. I can't name who, but, like, I went to a guy's house that I knew I was probably going to fuck, and I brought a guy and a girlfriend along. And when I was fucking the guy, I started to worry that the dude was going to steal shit from the guy because he was a really rich dude.
Yeah.
So I was worried that my friend was going to steal shit.
Okay.
So I was like, I kept kind of sneaking down to make sure they weren't creeping around the house or anything. But no, I don't really have anything to steal. And also, I don't really fuck guys that need to steal.
Okay.
Usually, although the
well,
last
I don't
one,
do it anymore. I'm just talking about
back in the day.
Back in the day.
Well, so my buddy, he couldn't fuck this girl, but he said she gave me the best blowjob of my life. That's what he said.
I can tell you the funniest story. So, okay, the guy I was with for 3 years, like, broke my heart. So that's right when A Star Is Born came out. So I watched that movie 6 fucking times in the theater and would cry in the movie. So I'm sitting outside after watching it at the Dolby Theater, and these two hot guys come by, you know, and they're like, hey, what are you doing? So I end up having, like, a gangbang with them. That was my first
time.
Is
that a gangbang or a threesome?
Well, threesome, I guess.
I've had 2 threesomes.
Yeah. It's so much work.
It's so fun.
Really?
Work?
It depends on who you're. Is it with other girls? I've had
Well, mine was with a guy girl both times.
Okay,
a couple.
Have you ever had, like, 3 guys?
3 guys?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
like
I'm not saying
me plus
I have.
3 guys? Me plus 3?
Well, I had seen, remember Lady Gaga when she was on American Horror Story and she was like, I'm not even going to go into it, but I mean, if
no, go
I
into
were
it.
To like
yeah,
have done
right.
that in
if
the past, it's a lot of work and my name was not Sally.
Wait a minute. That's 3 guys, so 4 of you total.
No, we're moving on.
All right, we don't have to discuss. Well, look, I will
I
say
said
that
if,
it's on my bucket list to do it with 2 guys maybe at some point.
I
but
I just sound like a raving whore.
I mean, it's just funny because it's like I would do, it would be like a one time and it have to be the right circumstance.
No, they have to be cute guys, but you always bang the cutest one first. So by the time you get tired, you're like, okay, babe, you go. You know,
well, there's these
go.
2 guys that I've already fucked both and they're friends and they're both hot. Yeah. They just don't know about each other.
Oh, come on.
So there's part of me that's like, I wonder if I could get them together.
You don't think they've told each other? Do they both follow you on Instagram?
One does. The other one does not. Look, it
does that piss you off when someone you fuck doesn't even follow you?
Do you know what pisses me off? No. When someone I'm fucking stops liking your photos once you fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
Guys don't get how much it... Because to me, you know why? Okay, I fought about this so much with my last boyfriend because he was like, why do you need more validation? I already love you. I'm like, it's not that. It's support.
That's what I said to my last. I said, I understand it's done, whatever. Just support me. So
it's support.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we shared something together.
I mean, also, it's like... And I would say to him, I go, this is my career. And he would go, Instagram isn't your career. I'm like, it's part of it.
It is. I get lots of bookings through Instagram. People are always seeing. People who say they don't are people who don't get bookings.
Oh, and he also would be like, well, I like your jokes. I don't like your thirst traps. I'm like, they're not thirst traps. They're just photos. And I just happen to be
use what attractive. You got.
Yeah. If I posted the same photo and I was like, you know, Queen Latifah, people go, you go, girl. Yeah. Good for you.
Bert has his shirt off all the time.
Bert supports me. He reposts my thing when I peed on a tennis court. Like, Bert loves it.
No.
Anyway.
Keep showing it. You're beautiful.
Okay. Date fails. Do you have any hilarious, like, awful, bad dates or bad sex or something funny that happened? Like, I'm sure you have lots.
Bad date. Well, I have like, a horrendous date, but I don't, I mean, is it supposed to be funny? Or
doesn't have to be, just tell it.
So I was at this fashion show in LA and I was all dressed up in a crazy costume and this guy came up to me. He wasn't super high, he was older, kind of producery like, and he's like, hey, you're really pretty. I just assumed he knew I was transgender. You know, it was like a very open thing and he seemed kind of like, you know, kind of like bi. You know, I just assume. He said, I want to take you to a mansion, you know, mansion party. I'm like, yeah, sure. He picks me up. I'm all dressed up. We're in the car. We're driving. He says, he looks at me weird. And he's like, do you have something you need to tell me? And I'm like, I'm from Iowa. You know, like what? And he's like, are you transgender? I'm like, yeah, I am. I thought you knew. He's like, car stops suddenly.
No.
He turns it around. He's driving back. He's like, you should have told me. I'm like, I thought you knew. He's like,
that's a huge compliment, though, don't you think?
I guess. But,
I mean,
wait till you hear the end of the story. So I like thought you knew. So he takes, and he's taking me back, and I'm like, and I thought in my head, as you know, as a girl, I took 2 fucking hours to get ready. There's no way in hell I'm not going to this mansion party. I look at him and said, I'm not getting out of this car. I don't care if you don't walk into the party with me, but you need to get me into the party.
You.
You can pretend like you don't know me. I don't care because I'm going to be a star, honey.
I would too.
There might be someone recognize me.
I do the same thing. And I'll be like, I'll walk out of there with Brad Pitt. Fuck you.
Yeah. So we get there. He parks clear at the top of the hill. Then I get out and he starts running ahead of me. Now, I'm sorry. I'm a showgirl. I can run in 5-inch hills. So I'm like running behind him. We finally get there. He tries to ditch me with security. I said, hey, baby, I'm coming in. So I get in. So then I finally go in. He disappears. I sit down on a couch and honestly, I start crying. It was off in the corner because it finally hit me. And all of a sudden, these like 8-year-old boy, a 12-year-old girl, like these kids come over and I find out like they're the kids of the owner. And they go, can we take a picture of you? You're so pretty. And I thought, through the eyes of an innocent child. So I took a picture and then I let it go. And then I got hit on by another guy and ended up dating a guy from the party, you know, who, you know, like a producer. And so, and then I ran into the guy who did that to me. And I found out that he was actually a closet case. He knew.
Of course.
And then he was like, you know, buying. I mean, everyone's got.
What an asshole.
Yeah. And I still see him at events. And I went up to him just one time.
He's probably so embarrassed.
No, he runs from me. Mm-hmm. And I don't keep harassing him because it is what it is. I just said, I know. I went up to him and I said, look, I know you're a piece of shit. And I just want you to know that.
You know what's great, though, is I've learned over time because I always forgive people. Not for them, for myself. You have to.
I do.
Right? I find a way. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be their friend, but I can find a way to forgive them. So when I see them, I can like love them from afar. Like, I hope you get well.
Yeah.
I hope. Right?
Yeah.
But they can't be cool with you because they're ashamed because they know.
No.
They know.
The guy who I went through, people said, Cassandra, he can't see because he knows.
Because he knows. He
because everyone else loves you and he knows that he really deep down inside did not treat you correct.
It's funny because the other night I was at the Comedy Store and I haven't seen or talked to that guy that I broke up with in a while. And I was there and I was having so much fun. I mean, I was having such a great night. And then we have some mutual friends who knew, like we would go out with people that knew. So anyway, yesterday, one of his friends was like, oh my gosh, when you were here the other night, he was just like so upset. And he was like, I just feel like I should leave. Like, I don't even want to be in the same place. And this dude goes, and everybody was like, bro, you're being a bitch. Like, chill. Like, who cares? Like, if And the thing is, it's because they feel like shit because they know
they should.
That they're the asshole.
Yeah, they should. Yeah. Because I see you at the comedy store and you are a light. You Aww. Are someone that yeah. is generous and people gravitate towards. And I'm sorry, but I'm the same way.
You are.
I give love. I want to make people happy. I'll make fun of myself. And
you're I'm, so sweet.
Thank you. And you're it's so genuine. Sweet. Yeah. I mean, I don't go. I mean, I make my money with my other career. I go there because I feel like we're kind of like, I don't want to say, what is that island of misfits a little bit?
I literally have a photo of me that says Misfit Island in yeah. my kitchen, like yeah. in a client.
And it's fun. And there's yeah. real heart there. There really yeah. is. And I have tried stand-up. And I have such respect for it. That's why I'm a huge fan of you. Because, like, to be a woman and to be funny and to be in the... It's such a male... whoa, it's intense.
It is. It's I will say the last year...
Changing.
I've had to... I've had to pull back from the scene just slightly because it was starting to beat me up a little. Just yeah. What's funny about it is, I mean, I was joking, but you can't really say this, but it's like, I'm a cute white woman.
Yep.
So I can't ever act like life is hard.
I know people think so with me. I'm like, even though I'm transgender, like, well, you have white. I'm like, I grew up in a trailer. Do you not understand? Like, I had three jobs. I'm not saying it hasn't. It's hard for everybody.
It's hard. I mean, the thing is, and it's a champagne problem, and I understand. Yeah. But it is hard when every meeting you go to, the guy asks you out. It is hard when everyone yeah. that you open for tries to fuck you. It's so hard because right. you're constantly playing this game of, if I turn them down, they're going to be butthurt and weird around me. If yeah. I fuck them, it might get weird and they're going to be weird. It's really weird.
You have
weird.
To walk a tightrope.
Yeah, but it's like you can never complain about it.
Yeah.
I was joking when I was dating the black dude because I was like, you know, I have my own tribulations. It's not like I'm getting shot at by police.
I get hit on all the time. It's tough. People look at my ass.
But it is hard because every meeting I go to, every fucking meeting, the dude will ask me out no matter what.
Can I tell you something, Kate?
What?
When that doesn't happen anymore.
I'll be sad. Comes, I yeah. know, I
so
guess.
So I think the same thing. Because I think the same thing.
But it's so frustrating.
But then if I walk in there and I see like, oh my God, they didn't even look at my ass. Oh my God, am I losing it?
That's kind of true. I do get depressed when people don't hit on me too. So you guys
Please
can't
objectify
win.
Me.
It's like when you go out with someone and they don't make a move, you're offended. But then if they make a move too soon, you're offended. Like, guys really can't win.
No, they can't.
No one can win.
No.
Well, God, I feel like we covered
a lot.
So many things. Is there anything you want to plug that you have going on?
Well, I just filmed a new show, but you know how it is. You can't talk about it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Just, you know, if you want to follow me and be entertained, it's not just about sex. I do all sorts of crazy stuff. Follow my Instagram, CassandraCast21. And send the dick pics.
Will you please come back? Because you are yeah. so
I'm going to come back fun. Toned down.
What do you mean toned down?
I mean, like,
I'm going to dress. I should let you give me a makeover. That would be so fun.
Like, she needs it. I mean,
no, but it'd be fun. I'll suck at all that stuff.
No, you...
I really do. I'm not good at it. Okay. I mean, like,
I'll do whatever.
I'm so happy that you came on.
Too.
I mean, I really think that this was, like, important. And also, I think it'd be really fun to have you on and do advice. People yeah. always ask for dating advice.
Do you ever have people call in?
I've done that at not here because I don't know if we're set up for it here. I do it at, we are, Aaron? Oh, okay.
That would be fun to have guys before, come though. In sex questions.
That's what
whatever,
we do.
I love all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if I had prepared, I mean, I have so many in my
I
DMs.
Always say, you know you love someone when you're eating their ass out and a piece of toilet paper falls in your mouth and you don't complain.
Oh my God.
That's love.
Oh, that's gross. It's so fucking gross.
What a way to end it, right?
Yeah, I think this was great. I still fit have fab, more questions, but I'm going to stop because we're running out of time. Fit Fab Fun. Fit Fab Fun. Also, CBDLion.com.
I'm going to try some.
I'll give you some.
Please
it's honestly, do. It's so, so good. And then this other ad that I'm going to have Aaron insert. So I don't know what it is yet, but I'm going to find out right now. But guys, listen, I will be with Joey Diaz at the Chicago Theater, September 27th. It's going to be so fun. I'm so excited.
He's
because,
amazing.
Well,
and he told me I was pretty. That's what I like when someone's secure enough in themselves to Joey's say, you know, awesome. You're rocking.
Yeah, he's awesome. I mean, he's like my father almost. Well, he says brother, but whatever. Anyway, I'll be with him. I'm so excited because, I mean, I went to school in Chicago for musical theater, and oh, I used to go see every show. The Chicago theater is iconic, and I can't believe we're going to do it. I'm so
good
excited to
you.
Do it. Yeah. And then I'll be in Houston October, I think it's 9th and 10th or something. I don't know. Check my Instagram. But it's a small venue. It's going to sell out two shows. You guys, seats like 100 people. So make sure you get tickets so you can come to it. And that's it. Support the podcast. Support the sponsors. Support Cassandra. You're fucking amazing.
Thank you.
And this has been Date Fails, guys. Love you. Bye.
Yay. Woo. So much fun.